This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Thank you for receiving us. I'm compelled to, be thanking God for being among you. And I'm truly grateful for all that he's done, not just with us, but what I see in all of you. I see he's done great things, and I hope you can appreciate it. We give glory to God, and we thank him for Jesus. What was coming to me was that, we all need to have a spirit of thanksgiving. I don't know if you think about it enough. Are we really thankful enough? It's easy to complain or to see what we're not thankful for. But how much do we give to giving God thanks? Or sometimes we can say it with our mouths, but do we actually believe it in our hearts? I want to encourage you to be holding on to that spirit of thankfulness, giving thanks for your mother and father over the house, because as we were going through the Sundays, the Supernatural Clinic notes this morning, because there were just some fundamental things that were being addressed that are really important as the foundation, for a church, how we relate with each other, how we give service to God. So they're after purity, after sanctification, that's, I'll call them brethren because that is what I seek after, right? If I don't seek after it, I can't really call them brethren because we're not really going after the same things. So that is a challenge to all of us, that even as giving directions, step by step, how do you achieve purification and sanctification? These are the things that you do. You must remember, okay, if I don't listen to what they're saying, then I can't go about saying I'm one of the brethren. So, the songs that were sung during worship, about purification and offering up ourselves as sacrifices, it really it's something that, I have been considering, how much am I willing to offer myself as a sacrifice? How far am I willing to go to, because we can be very focused on our own lives, that we don't see others or we don't see the work of the Lord in others. And that's one of the things that we've been talking to the church in Scotland about, But there was one Sunday, Pastor asked, okay, so tell me, how have you seen growth in the people around you? Where have you seen growth in others? And most of them talked about somebody who was not among the church, so it was not many people to talk about, but they were referring to someone they know from somewhere, who was not around. And we thought, so okay, what about the people who are right here? But that is typically what we do. We take the people who are around for granted. We become familiar. We think, oh, they're always there. Oh, no. And you don't see them, or you're not able to honor the work of God in them. You're not able to perceive it. So you could see your brother or your sister and think, oh, they're just the same. Or you don't even hold them in high regard to begin with. And then you're not able to appreciate the growth that they're going through. You're not able to appreciate the work that God is doing in them. So I want to encourage you to be able to do that. So even as achieving purity, we have many words, purity, sanctification, holiness, and perfectness. But these are all steps to a goal, right? And works of the flesh, and there is the works of the Spirit, right? That, you know, could be good and they could be bad as well. One thing that we all like to do, we're in a time, especially now, but it's not alien to mankind, to think, to want to rush things. You know, we like things instantly, right? Instant food, fast food, like microwave food. We like to jump onto Google, put in, you know, statement, question, it generates an answer. We want quick answers. And not to say that that is always wrong, but sometimes it can work against us. It might not be what we ought to have, right? So when we see the world as it is, so we're living in a time of AI, but my brother the other day said, okay, there was a quote I needed to come up with. And he said, okay, just plug this in. And think generated. I was like, ooh, okay, great AI. But, you know, AI is what it is, artificial intelligence, created by man, right? But there is a higher creator. But even in that creation, man could think that, you know, he is a great creator himself. But that's always been our downfall. But why am I saying all that? And I will be short. As we were singing the song about clean hands, pure hearts, thought of Psalm 24. So it's a psalm of David. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. So we see in Psalm 24, I sing the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, he founded it. So he is the great creator. So we talk about he created the material earth. And, you know, along with that comes the sun, the moon, the stars, the galaxies out there, of which many people have a lot to say. But it doesn't really get them anywhere. But God created all of that for a reason, right? So even as Pastor Dupe is incrementally going through these points towards holiness with you, it's really important that you take notes of every little detail. Because you can think, oh, I've overcome lust of the eyes and all of that, but you've not overcome, I want to shine. Yes? So, you know, as I was sitting and I was listening, I'm thinking, where am I guilty in all of this? And then when Pastor touches on something I know I'm definitely not guilty of, I feel, phew, but then I still think, oh, but, you know, maybe I am guilty of that other thing, so I should be watching myself, but not to be complacent and think, oh, I am okay. Let me not take that on. But to just ask God for mercy that if he's seeing something inside of you that needs to change and needs to go, that you are allowing him to. So the Lord made the earth as we know it, but he meant for man to come to him, as we all know. But the point that I'm trying to get at is that he created all this for a reason, and AI is not likely to tell you that reason. And even if you come to the position of accepting, which for some people is difficult, that God is, and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Some people can't even come to the place of God is. Do we understand that? They're atheists. They don't even want to believe that there's anything called a God. So they describe all kinds of scenarios scientifically that can prove that, yeah, these things just happen randomly, which we all know is foolishness. And so, you know, that's one thing. But then there are those who do believe that there is God or a creator, a great creator. And then we can then decide what kind of creator he is. But, you know, so hence we have all the religions, right, that pop up that may not know God really. And then we have the scripture saying that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father but by him. But even that's another step that some people can't get to. But thankfully, we have made that step. When Adam and Eve were in the garden and the Lord told them, okay, you can eat from all the trees in the garden, but this one, don't eat from it. The tree of knowledge of good and evil. You know, they probably, I don't know, we can only wonder what was going through their minds. Why would they then decide that when the devil came to tempt them that, yep, maybe it's good for us to know this way. But that's like having the fast life, isn't it? They instantly wanted to know everything when the father said, no, you got to take it little by little. You know, you eat from that tree, you eat from that one. You know, he didn't tell them don't eat from the tree of life, you know, but they wanted the fast life. So what am I saying? It's that even as you sit here and you keep hearing things over and over, please don't try to fast track your process, right? We want to get there yesterday, but, you know, every incremental step is very important. So even as your mother and father over the house is going through this, it's because they know that there are things that still need to be worked on. And we're going as a people. It's individuals, yes, but it's very important to them that everyone is getting there, right? We don't want just some people getting there. We don't want the pastors to be there and the rest of the congregation is not. You know, we're all moving as a people. So I just want to encourage you to, you know, keep track of what is being said because it's meant to get us to a destination.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinwusinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostuchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.